Imagine waking up one morning completely unable to move, your body in full rebellion against the demands you've placed on it. This isn't just fatigue, it's burnout, a condition reaching epidemic proportions, particularly among women. The revolutionary insight from burnout is that women aren't failing to try hard enough. The system itself is rigged against them. Traditional wellness advice misses the unique challenges women face in a world expecting endless giving while demanding perfect self-care. Emily Nagoski, health educator with a PhD, and her twin sister Amelia, a choral conductor who survived burnout twice, combine scientific rigor with compassionate storytelling to explain why so many of us feel overwhelmed despite doing all the right things. Their work has resonated with millions worldwide, landing on Brené Brown's nightstand and featured in Glennon Doyle's book club. The sisters offer a radical new framework: completing the stress cycle, recognizing when to persist or quit, finding meaning, understanding systemic obstacles, rejecting impossible beauty standards, embracing connection, prioritizing rest, and befriending your inner critic. Your body responds to deadlines just like predators, with increased heart rate, blood pressure, and muscle tension. While this response evolved for physical escape, today's challenges are often mental. Managing the stressor, external threat, differs from managing stress, your body's response. Consider Julie, a teacher facing burnout. Though she can't eliminate administrative demands, she can address her body's stress response. Modern life often leaves us mentally solving problems while our bodies remain physiologically stressed. Physical movement most effectively completes the stress cycle. 20 to 60 minutes signals safety to your brain. While your body may not understand filing taxes, it comprehends movement as survival. Alternatives include deep breathing, social interaction, laughter, physical touch, creative expression, and crying. You've completed the cycle when you feel a noticeable shift: relaxed muscles, deeper breathing, reduced anxiety. Wellness isn't about avoiding stress, but moving through it effectively. Remember, stress itself isn't harmful. Being stuck in it is. Sophie, a Black female engineer, transforms the burden of educating white male colleagues about diversity into an opportunity through paid workshops, exemplifying strategic stress management and goal assessment. The monitor, a brain mechanism, tracks goals, effort, and progress. When effort exceeds progress, frustration builds, like hitting constant traffic versus green lights. Persistent imbalance leads the monitor to recategorize goals from attainable to unattainable, resulting in helplessness. Address controllable stressors through planful problem-solving. Reframe uncontrollable ones as growth opportunities. When progress stalls, focus on goals that are soon, certain, positive, concrete, specific, and personal. Consider quitting strategically, using an explore-exploit framework similar to animals seeking new territory. Women often resist their quitting instincts, viewing persistence as virtue while overlooking the toll of constant grit. True quality of life comes from having the freedom to choose between persisting or walking away. Julie, amid marital crisis, compares her suffering to food poisoning, but notes it's worse because she can't understand why. This reveals a crucial truth: suffering becomes bearable when we understand its meaning. Not knowing why we suffer amplifies our pain. Meaning in life is both universal and deeply personal, serving as sustenance rather than destination. We create it by connecting to something larger than ourselves through legacy building, spiritual pursuits, or deep relationships. The three paths research shows most convince us our lives matter. Finding your something larger may come naturally or require exploration. Writing your obituary, seeking friends' perspectives, or examining moments of intense purpose can help. The key is heeding your ear of the heart, recognizing when you feel most aligned with purpose. Human giver syndrome, the belief that women must be pretty, happy, calm, and constantly attentive to others, can derail women from their meaningful journeys. Connecting with your something larger helps overcome this mindset. The patriarchy functions like a shuttlebox experiment, wearing women down through persistent frustration. women face daily gendered stressors, from body image pressures to workplace interruptions, creating what researchers call chronic mild stress. When they point out discrimination, they're often told they're imagining things. Two forces maintain patriarchal systems: human giver syndrome and the headwinds/tailwinds asymmetry. Human giver syndrome compels women to constantly serve others, evident in the second shift, where women spend 40 hours weekly on unpaid domestic work compared to men's hour and a half. The headwinds/tailwinds asymmetry explains why people notice obstacles but miss advantages. Like trees in different environments, people adapt to their circumstances. White men grow like trees on level ground, white women on slopes, and women of color on storm-battered cliffs. Trees shaped by harsh conditions may look unusual when moved to level ground, but reflect their original survival needs. To overcome these obstacles, process emotions from recognizing systemic inequity, counter learned helplessness through action, and heal human giver syndrome by connecting with something larger. Julie measured wellness by appearance instead of her body's needs, a classic human giver syndrome trap. By age 6, half of girls fear being too fat, with most attempting weight control by adolescence. The bikini industrial complex, BIC, profits from impossible ideals and false solutions. The weight-health relationship is misunderstood. BMI is unreliable, and research shows overweight individuals may live longer. Bodies maintain a defended weight, as neuroscientist Sandra Ayamat explains. When we overeat, appetite decreases. When we restrict, bodies return to their natural weight. Sustained weight loss through diet and exercise alone rarely succeeds. Rather than pursuing perfect body acceptance, embrace mess acceptance, allowing contradictory feelings with compassion. Redefine beauty through the new hotness game by declaring yourself attractive despite changes. Most importantly, shift from appearance to internal cues by asking, "What does my body need?" Many become world-class ignorers of these signals, living from the neck up. Humans naturally synchronize their brain activity, heartbeats, and emotions when together. This co-regulation begins in infancy, where loving interactions build neural connections through dopamine release. Connection provides both emotional and practical support. When Julie needed help during bowel retraining, her support network managed daily tasks, what she called having a wife. Research confirms quality relationships improve physical health, wounds heal faster, pain decreases, and relationship quality predicts health better than smoking status. Social connections nourish us like healthy food, acting as our immune system against human giver syndrome. The strongest bonds form during Uber bubble moments, when we move or experience music together in synchrony. This creates a neurological bridge where cooperation increases. Even toddlers help more after synchronized movement. Healing burnout requires reconnecting with our bodies, recognizing systemic challenges, finding meaningful work, and caring for each other. The solution isn't just self-care, it's collective care.